Christ only could make atonement for sin, January 24. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The fall of humanity filled all heaven with sorrow. The world that God had made was blighted with the curse of sin and inhabited by beings doomed to misery and death. There appeared no escape for those who had transgressed the law. Angels ceased their songs of praise. Throughout the heavenly courts there was mourning for the ruin that sin had wrought. The Son of God, heaven's glorious commander, was touched with pity for the fallen race. His heart was moved with infinite compassion as the woes of the lost world rose up before him. But divine love had conceived a plan whereby the lost might be redeemed. The broken law of God demanded the life of sinners. In all the universe there was but one who could, in behalf of humanity, satisfy its claims. Since the divine law is as sacred as God himself, only one equal with God could make atonement for its transgression. None but Christ could redeem fallen humans from the curse of the law and bring them again into harmony with heaven. Christ would take upon himself the guilt and shame of sin, sin so offensive to a holy God that it must separate the Father and his Son. Before the Father, Christ pleaded in the sinner's behalf, while the host of heaven awaited the result with an intensity of interest that words cannot express. Long continued was that mysterious communing, the Council of Peace for the fallen human race. The plan of salvation had been laid before the creation of the earth, for Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Yet it was a struggle, even with the King of the universe, to yield up his Son to die for the guilty race. Oh, the mystery of redemption! The love of God for a world that did not love him. Who can know the depths of that love that passeth knowledge? God was to be manifest in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Human beings had become so degraded by sin that it was impossible for them, in themselves, to come into harmony with him whose nature is purity and goodness. But Christ, after having redeemed them from the condemnation of the law, could impart divine power to unite with human effort. Thus by repentance toward God and faith in Christ the fallen children of Adam might once more become sons of God.